Greetings in the Lord. Overcomers.ca. The New Jerusalem, Chapter 63. The Great Turning. Scriptures. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 19. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. John chapter 17, verses 11 to 21. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am a creature of the flesh, carnal, unspiritual, having been sold into slavery under the control of sin. For I do not understand my own actions. I am baffled, bewildered. I do not practice or accomplish what I wish, but I do the very thing that I loathe, which my moral instinct condemns. Now if I do habitually what is contrary to my desire, that means that I acknowledge and agree that the law is good, morally excellent, and that I take sides with it. However, it is no longer I who do the deed, but the sin principle, which is at home in me and has possession of me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot perform it. I have the intention and urge to do what is right, but no power to carry it out. For I fail to practice the good deeds I desire to do, but the evil deeds that I do not desire to do are what I am ever doing. Now if I do what I do not desire to do, it is no longer I doing it. It is not myself that acts, but the sin principle which dwells within me, fixed and operating in my soul. So I find it to be a law, a rule of action of my being, that when I want to do right and good, evil is ever present with me, and I am subject to its insistent demands. For I endorse and delight in the law of God in my inmost self, with my new nature. Psalm chapter 1 and verse 2. But I discern in my body members, in the sensitive appetites and wills of the flesh, a different law, rule of action, at war against the law of my mind, my reason, and making me a prisoner to the law of sin that dwells in my bodily organs, in the sensitive appetites and wills of the flesh. O unhappy and pitiable and wretched man that I am, who will release and deliver me from the shackles of this body of death? O thank God, He will, through Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, our Lord. So then indeed I, of myself, with the mind and heart, serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Romans 7, verses 14 to 25, Amplified Version. I have seen a wicked man in great power, and spreading himself like a green tree in its native soil. Psalm 37, verse 35, Amplified. And Scriptures. Three visions. First vision. I beheld a huge green tree spreading itself over the earth, its roots deep in the soils of this cursed creation, its canopy spreading itself over all nations and all people. This tree, however, was shown to me in real time that iniquity has reached its height and breadth and is now a massive covering, blinding all nations in the mystery of iniquity. And first vision. Second vision. It fell upon a certain day that the hand of the Lord was upon me. Then the angel which supported me under my right arm and carried me brought me to the paved work, even into the presence of the Lord. There I beheld a fire enfolding in upon itself, its flames reaching downward to the paved work and upward into the expanse above. In the midst of the fire that enfolded in upon itself, a throne was set, and one who sat upon the throne, even the Ancient of Days. He who in this time was set in perfect array in the splendor of eternal glory. I beheld his left hand. Several large angels came up before him, and from his left hand he gave them each a vial filled up with the wrath of God. each angel which received the vial then took it to the edge of the paved expanse and poured it forth. The contents of the vials then fell upon this creation, each vial upon each continent, until all the vials were emptied upon this world. As the vials were emptied, the fire which enfolded in upon itself burned downwards through the north, even into the cosmos, even in the cosmos, to the earth, and in time enveloped the earth in this fire, starting at the top and reaching even to the southern pole. The peoples upon the continents who had the vials poured upon them were now enveloped in the fires of God, for it is written that our God is a consuming fire. What touched me in this scene was that I saw a unison come to mankind, and each and every person therein turned their faces upwards to seek after and to know and to see the Lord in his glory, even while in the flames of his judgments. And second vision. Third vision. I saw the Lord Jesus Christ stand up from where he was seated upon the throne. As he stood, I saw the waters of life flowing as a mighty river from his person and from beneath the throne. These waters coursed down through the place of his throne, through the heavens, through the cosmos, and unto the earth. The waters did not flow just out from Jesus, but back into Jesus. They flowed two ways at once. As they flowed, they brought out from Jesus all the issue of his everlasting life, as he who is the Savior of the world. As they flowed out, they enveloped every person and caught up every soul in the force of this flow. As they flowed back unto Jesus, every soul in order came back unto he who was the source of these living waters. And vision, and three visions. As you stand this day wearing the full armor of protection provided to you in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 19, know that your stance is what is most important. You stand with one foot set firmly in the kingdom of God, and the very heaven itself, spiritual, built up fully in the most holy faith, and before the Lord, with no part of your person being separated from him. You stand on this foot in the realm of pure spirit, without sin, without any measure of failing or falling. Again, you stand on this foot in the realm of pure spirit, without sin, without any measure of failing or falling. This one foot is established in the heavens, but still bearing above it the full armor of the Lord, even in heaven. That is because the Lord is going to build again heaven itself, and you need your armor in that realm, because it is still the realm of spiritual warfare. The completion of the purposes of God in real time is not yet done, even in the heavens themselves, but you and your armor stand there regardless, knowing that the will of the Lord will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And not only so, you rejoice knowing that the Lord is making a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. Your other foot, as you know all too well, stands upon the earth as one who is still wearing the armor of the Spirit and is in a defensive mode. You stand upon this firmament beneath the powers of principality and power, the spirits of wickedness in high places, who would prevent you from rising up in the Spirit to stand and abide upon your other foot, which is placed in the realm of heaven. You stand here in this place as one who is in full defense of armor, a stance strong in the Word of God to repel every attack and to thwart every foe. It is while you have one foot on the earth that these attacks will seem hardest. But know that these attacks also happen to you with your other foot in heaven. For both the heaven and the earth at this time are under attack from the forces of darkness which cover this world. What the Lord is doing with the overcomers is He is teaching them to not just be defensive in the armor of the Spirit, but to now become a force to be reckoned with, a force that shows no mercy to the powers of darkness that permeate at this time both the earth and the heaven. That the soldier of the cross, who bears faithfully this armor, will be sent forth in aggression, not to become complacent and lukewarm, and to be lulled to sleep by easy doctrines, but to stand strong, bearing the sword to smite with, and the shield to thrust down, onslaught, in both the earth and in the heavens. And whether or not you can hear this is another matter. The heaven that the Lord abides in, set upon His throne, is also under this attack by the forces of hell who abide in the upper atmosphere of this fallen world. People in our day who claim to be high in the things of the Lord have become exceedingly lukewarm and complacent. They have not had in their lives anything that shows forth the spiritual war that is actually taking place, even in the paradise of the Lord. We are in a time when the Lord has allowed much spiritual truth to be tainted by man's interpretation and misguided doctrine. These interpretations and misguided doctrines have come about because men who should know better have not resisted evil, but have compromised with it. To them, God Himself sends strong delusion. As a result, there are only but a few who truly know and understand the scope and degree of war that is now abiding in the heavenly realm. This war will now also spill out onto the natural earth in the form of natural disasters and the rage of men against men, and kingdoms against kingdoms. Nations rising up to conquer nations. War of the most horrible imagination possible, and the conflagration that is totally unfounded in world history previous. The only place of pure safety at this time is in the life of an overcomer who stands firm with one foot in heaven and the other on the earth. To those who stand thus, the rest of humanity will come for safety and deliverance. So the armor we are to wear is not just defensive. It is designed also to be the weaponry of attack. And I dare say that in this hour, the only ones who should wear this armor in the attack mode should do so if they are themselves overcoming all things. The scenario is also seen in the paradise of the Lord. Believe it or not, the paradise of the Lord still has within it nearly all the very same trees found in the original Eden in Genesis. However, in the paradise of the Lord, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is not present. The axe has been laid to the root of that tree, and it does not exist in the new creation. It is to the depiction of these trees that I would draw your attention to, because the display of these trees is exactly the same and confirms the overcomer standing in armor with one foot in heaven and one on the earth. It is this very same picture, duplicated and confirmed only in this hour that we are in, and only because there are so very few who actually know what it means to walk in both realms at once. The true overcomer in this hour lives very much in the duality of Romans chapter 7. They are torn between wanting to be holy and spiritual and wanting to be without taint of the fallen nature that was crucified with Jesus. We join the Apostle Paul in his testimony that he said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ in me. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians 2, verse 20. What we are doing now is learning how to put that old nature that Jesus killed to sleep. If you are indeed a true overcomer, you will experience this duality and this war. It is a wrestling in you of flesh versus spirit, nothing less, nothing more. It is unto you that the armor is applied, taking each piece yourself and applying it faithfully to your life so that you may do all and then stand. You are not of those who deem that life has for you only just that which is of your new created nature. You also still put down the old. If you can hear this, the war of flesh versus spirit is not yet done in you. Your flesh is empowered and used as a weapon against you by the powers of darkness. Your spirit abides with the Lord in the heavens. These are still being worked in a war in this hour. It is when you deny this that your life ends up being deceived and you come into the lukewarm deception which will tickle the ears. So the armor not only defends you from that which is without, but it also contains within you that which is of your carnality and which is of your over evil desire, which is in your flesh, in you. The armor will defend you from outward forces, and it will prevent the escape of inward forces as well. This is denoted by the two trees found in this evil world, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life, which is found in the midst of the paradise of the Lord. The overcomer learns to turn from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then turn unto the tree of life in their soul. What is most interesting about this turning are the implications that come with it. For an overcomer who turns from this fallen condition to the heavenly condition will experience this war. It is something that cannot be denied. You will be led forth in peace, but also led forth in warfare. Both happen at once. Only when Jesus comes and when his kingdom is manifested will this war be at an end. As members of his holy army, will they then march forth on this creation as 100% new created persons with absolutely no taint of the old, and it is that new creation which will finally destroy all that is held captive in death in this present world. The world is increasing in evil and iniquity at an extremely rapid rate, spreading itself by powers that be like a huge green bay tree. We are, however, at the climax. Now we will see, by the motion of the Spirit of the Lord, judgments begin to shake apart this world. There will be suddenly the shaking of everything political, economic, and religious, and still partakes of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You will see this with your very own eyes. Now in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Revelation 22:2. The most amazing thing about the new creation is that the tree of life spans both sides of the river of life. This tree of life will span both firmaments at once. The river becomes a street for all to ascend upon. And the tree of life spans both sides of this street. Both realms come into play under the shade of this tree, which tree is the very life of Christ in his people. This tree that is the new creation in your heart, that new life in you, which is beyond anything this world can fathom or understand. But because the tree spans both sides of the river, it is this world which will see that span. For the tree will be the element of the life of Christ, which will envelop not just the heavens, but the earth as well, all the cosmos, and all that God has created. It is this tree which will end the duality, the war, the conflict of old versus new, for the old will be completely removed from off of all nations, no matter what time frame the nations existed in. The glory of this will be as glorious as the ascension of Christ. It will be a testament of the love of God and of the finished work Jesus, once this time frame has come to pass. For the overcomer, it will happen first, and it will happen in our day. The duality will suddenly end. The war will be over. There will be no more standing in armor with one foot on the earth and one in the heaven. For the overcomer will be totally complete in the new nature. No former thing remembered or known. This is not a fanciful way of hoping for something. This is the reality of what Jesus gave us through his cross, that we should be made new. The Lord is creating a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness. This natural creation is going to be completely swallowed up by the new creation, and this new creation will be completely swallowed up by the Lord himself, who will, by his glory, become the eternal dwelling place for all that was first created. This is to be done first through the lives of they that overcame, and it will, in time, encompass all men everywhere and through all time. This is that hope which we'll now see come to pass. When you see now the shakings starting, as never before in the earth, the tempests, the wars, the noise that the enemy will make, know that it is the great roundup, Armageddon, roundup, so that all can be judged, so that all that is judged may enter the fullness of his life. This is what is about to take place, even beginning during the course of our year. To be continued, Kenneth B. Vischer.